Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Pragati helped the fast-track projects worth over 85 lakh crore rupees during past 10 years. Election Commission rejects all allegations made in police complaints against poll officials in connection with ongoing SIR exercise in West Bengal. Government notifies February 1st as date from which additional excise duty to be levied on tobacco products. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says former Prime Minister Khalida Zia's vision will guide development of partnership between India and Bangladesh. People across the globe welcome New Year with display of fireworks and celebrations. And Junior National Kho Kho Championship begins at Gunjur in Bengaluru. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 50th meeting of Pragati, the ICT-enabled multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Modi reviewed five critical infrastructure projects across sectors, including road, railways, power, water resources, and coal. These projects span five states with a cumulative cost of more than 40,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister said that in last decade, Pragati-led ecosystem has helped accelerate projects worth more than 85 lakh crore rupees. More details in this report.
Since 2014, 377 projects have been reviewed under Pragati. Across these projects, 2,958 out of 3,162 identified issues have been resolved, which is around 94%. This initiative has significantly reduced delays, cost overruns, and coordination failures. During the meeting, Prime Minister said that as India moves at a faster pace, the relevance of Pragati has grown further. He noted that Pragati is essential to sustain reform momentum and ensure delivery. Prime Minister said Viksit Bharat at 2047 is both a national resolve and a time-bound target, and Pragati is a powerful accelerator to achieve it. The Prime Minister emphasized that Pragati must be strengthened further in the years ahead to ensure faster execution, higher quality and measurable outcomes for citizens. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission has issued a strong rebuttal following the filing of two police complaints against the Chief Election Commissioner and the Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal regarding the SIR process. In a formal statement, the CEO's office dismissed the allegations as pre-planned and baseless, labeling them a deliberate attempt to intimidate officials performing their legal duties for SIR 2026. The Commission asserted that these intimidation tactics are designed to derail the electoral process through external pressure. The poll body maintained that such efforts would not succeed. The government has notified February the 1st as the date from which additional excise duty will be levied on tobacco products and a new cess on pan masala. The new levies on tobacco and pan masala will be over and above the GST rate and will replace the compensation cess, which is currently being levied on such sin goods. According to the notification, pan masala, cigarettes, tobacco and similar products will attract a GST rate of 40%, while BDs will attract 18% GST. On top of this, a health and national security cess will be levied on pan masala, while tobacco and related products will attract additional excise duty. The Parliament had in December approved two bills allowing levy of the new health and national security cess on pan masala, manufacturing and excise duty on tobacco. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar represented India at the funeral of former Prime Minister Khalida Zia and handed over to Bangladesh Nationalist Party BNP leader Tariq Rehman a letter of condolences from Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In his meeting with Mr. Rehman, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that Zia's vision and values will guide the development and partnership between the two nations. Mr. Rehman, currently serving as the acting chairman of BNP, is the eldest son of Khalida Zia. She died in Dhaka on Tuesday following a prolonged illness. In his letter, Mr. Modi warmly recalled his meeting and discussions with Khalida Zia during his visit to Dhaka in June 2015, adding, "She was a leader of rare resolve and conviction." This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. People across India welcomed the new year 2026 with enthusiasm, prayers and public gatherings. A report.
In the national capital, celebrations were seen at key locations such as Connaught Place and India Gate, where crowds gathered despite dense fog. In Goa, dazzling fireworks illuminated the sky as locals and tourists gathered at popular party hubs, with hotels and beach shacks hosting special events. In Mumbai, revelers welcomed 2026 at landmarks including Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Terminus. In the hills of Himachal Pradesh, celebrations were held in Dharamshala, while tourists in Sonmark, Jammu and Kashmir welcomed the new year amid snow-clad landscapes. People in Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh welcomed new year with fireworks and Bollywood music. In Telangana, Hyderabad saw large crowds enjoying fireworks, music and late-night festivities, while Bengaluru and Karnataka welcomed 2026 with fireworks. In Amritsar, devotees thronged Sri Harminder Sahib to offer prayers as the clock struck midnight. Nithya Franco, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The world has also welcomed 2026 with a bang as revelers enjoyed fireworks and parties to usher in the new year. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati was the first country to enter 2026 as the clock struck midnight in its Line Islands, officially kicking off the New Year celebrations worldwide. Auckland in New Zealand marked the occasion with a spectacular firework display over the Sky Tower. In Australia, the iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge lit up the night sky as thousands of residents and tourists gathered along the waterfront for the city's world-famous fireworks, a vibrant display of colour, light and music. In UK, London rang in 2026 with a massive firework display over the London Eye, marking a full-scale return to its world-famous celebrations. In a more quiet approach, Athens updated its celebration to be more inclusive by using low-noise fireworks and drones to protect pets and children who are sensitive to loud sounds. The United Arab Emirates rang in the new year with large-scale fireworks and drone displays that drew heavy crowds to waterfronts and city centres, with Dubai and Ras Al Khaimah hosting the most prominent celebrations. Our correspondent from Dubai has filed this report.
The United Arab Emirates has welcomed the new year with spectacular fireworks, drone shows across several emirates as thousands gathered at public venues and waterfronts to mark the start of 2026. In Dubai, the world's largest tower, the Burj Khalifa, became the center of the celebrations at midnight. The landmark lit up with coordinated display of fireworks, LED visuals, lasers and fountain choreography. Large crowds gathered in downtown Dubai while shows were streamed live to viewers around the world. Fireworks were also held at key locations including the Atlantis, the Palm, the Blue Waters, Burj Al Arab, JBR and the Global Village. In the capital, Abu Dhabi, New Year celebrations were led by an extended program at the Sheikh Zayed Festival in Al Wathma. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have extended greetings to citizens of the country and abroad on the occasion of New Year. In a message, the President said that the New Year symbolizes renewed energy and positive change and serves as an opportunity for self-reflection and fresh resolutions. President Murmu urged everyone to strengthen their commitment to the nation's development, social harmony and environmental protection. In his message, Prime Minister Modi expressed hope that the year would bring good health and prosperity with success and fulfillment in everyone's efforts. He prayed for peace and happiness in the society. In his message, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan expressed hope that the year would bring peace, good health, happiness and prosperity to all and strengthen their collective resolve to build a stronger and a developed India. The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. It saw policies translate into progress and intent into impact. Today, in this special series, Year of Reforms, we bring to you how the year 2025 was a watershed year for the Indian sports. A report.
The year 2025 emerged as a landmark year for Indian sports, a period defined not just by an unprecedented haul of international medals, but by the tangible success of a systemic overhaul in the nation's approach to athletics. In the financial year 2025-2026, government made a record allocation of over 3,700 crore rupees to the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, reflecting its commitment to position sports as a cornerstone of youth empowerment and national aspiration. In 2025, Union Cabinet approved the National Sports Policy, which laid out a bold roadmap to transform India into a global sporting powerhouse. This reform momentum was further strengthened with the enactment of National Sports Governance Act 2025. Under the Act, sports bodies are required to adopt a safe sports policy safeguarding women, minor athletes, and other vulnerable person alongside a code of ethics aligned with international norms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, "Today, opportunities in sports are unlimited." He said, "Under the government, an ecosystem has been created in which even a child from the poorest of poor families can now reach the pinnacle at a young age in sports with their talent."
Aaj khelon mein avsar simit nahi, asimit avsar hai. Aaj desh mein ek aisa ecosystem bana hai jahan khiladiyon ka selection pahunch ke aadhar par nahi, parichay ke aadhar par nahi, pehchan ke aadhar par nahi. आज खेल को मैदान से लेकर के बाहर देखना हो क्या प्रतिभा के आधार पर होता है, प्रतिभा को महत्व दिया जाता है.
The year 2025 witnessed record breaking achievements in sports across various fields and disciplines as athletes delivered significant performances. India scripted history by winning the country's first ever squash World Cup title. In cricket, Indian men's cricket team won ICC Champions Trophy and the Indian women's blind cricket team clinched their first ever T20 World Cup. In the month of November, India concluded their debut campaign at the World Boxing Cup Finals with a stunning haul of 9 gold medals. India delivered its best ever performance, winning 48 medals and finishing 6th among 45 nations at the Asian Youth Games. Indian players including Sheetal Devi, Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy, Chirag Shetty, Divya Deshmukh and Neeraj Chopra displayed exceptional performance at the world level in their respective fields. In 2025, Indian women's Khoko team won the first ever Khoko World Cup, remaining undefeated throughout the tournament. The nation's growing organizational and infrastructural capabilities also reflects in its securing the hosting rights for the 2030 Commonwealth Games with Ahmedabad as their host city. The year 2025 saw several groundbreaking initiatives for the athletes, reflecting the nation's commitment to fostering sporting excellence and inspiring future generations. With Rishu Jaiswal, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
And in sports, the 44th Junior National Kho Kho Championship began at the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Stadium in Gunjur, Bengaluru yesterday. Around 1,000 young athletes from states and union territories across India are competing in boys and girls categories. Nearly 40 matches were played on the opening day. The tournament follows a league-cum knockout format with semi-finals on the 3rd of January and finals on 4th January. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. It was a chilling climax to 2025 as Delhi sees coldest December day in 6 years, reports in the Sun Times. The Times of India writes, Supreme Court to prioritize hearing cases of disadvantaged sections, including disabled BPL, elderly and acid attack survivors. Reiterating its stance on the ceasefire between India and Pakistan was negotiated through DGMO level talks, New Delhi rejects the claim of China's role in truce with Park, cites the Tribune. Informal workers aged 16 years and above required to register, states the government, in its new draft on labour laws, notes the Indian Express. Financial Express gives a report of TRAI saying India broadband user base crosses 1 billion. Corporate India is set to score higher in hiring, subject writes the Economic Times. And finally, double-humped Bactrian camels, Zanskar ponies and Indian breed dogs of the army to steal show at Republic Day parade in the national capital this year, cites the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Pragati helped fast-track projects worth over 85 lakh crore rupees during past 10 years. Election Commission rejects all allegations made in police complaints against poll officials in connection with the ongoing SIR exercise in West Bengal. Government notifies February the 1st as date from which additional excise duty to be levied on tobacco products. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says former Prime Minister Khalida Zia's vision will guide development of partnership between India and Bangladesh. People across the globe Welcome New Year with display of fireworks and celebrations. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.